Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electron. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 22nd. This week's episode is sponsored by Recurrent. More information during the break. A variety of media outlets have reported on Tesla having a massive number of electric vehicles in the U.S. under recall, but the fix, so-called a recall, is just another software update that Tesla has already started to send out. The problem is that Tesla vehicles don't react based on the standard for reversing when an object is detected in a power window. Well, there's a safety issue recalled by the NHTSA because they are obligated to do so, even when the automaker doesn't have to physically recall any vehicle. This does lead to some confusion. In a similar situation earlier this year, the automaker was issued a recall, and it was a massive one on over 800,000 vehicles due to a seatbelt issue. But it sounded a lot worse than it really was. In fact, it was just a little reminder alert that came on audibly. Just like the last time, Tesla owners can rest easy today, knowing that the fix has likely already occurred. Tesla has had a sudden drop in wait times for deliveries on new orders for some of their electric vehicles, and some people are reading it as demand falling off. But of course, there's more to the story. Tesla has been ramping up production at both Gigafactory Texas and Berlin, which is reducing wait times, and also there is a timing push happening right now. Sources familiar with the matter told Electrek that there are discrepancies between its order book and production allocations for certain versions of their vehicles, and it's resulting in some openings, especially at the end of the quarter. Some Tesla buyers have been attempting to postpone taking delivery until next year when tax credits for Tesla vehicles take effect. This and other matters have led Pierre Ferraju of New Street Research, which is a Wall Street analyst covering Tesla. He sent a note to clients this week to warn them not to read the wait times dropping as demand dropping. Now, despite this, Tesla's stock price seems to have taken a hit today, but oh well. This week's Quick Charge is sponsored by Recurrent Auto. Recurrent lets you check the battery before buying a used EV and monitor your battery's performance with monthly insights using its free battery reports for EV owners. And the new Range Score tool by Recurrent is like an odometer for EVs. It tells you at a glance how far a used EV can go compared to when it was new. It's especially helpful for people who are new to EVs and don't always know about the questions to ask about range and degradation. Surveys and early results have found that buyers pay more for cars with range scores, even if it's not in perfect condition. Anything is better than nothing. And substantially more for cars with really good range scores. For EV owners thinking about selling in the next 12 months, like those waiting on pre-orders for a hot new EV, Recurrent offers a free EV-specific valuation from Black Book that owners can use to sell their EVs at a premium when ready. It's only available in the U.S. and at the moment for most Tesla, Chevrolet, and Nissan EV models. You can head over to recurrentauto.com/sell for more information and to get your free reports now. General Motors announced that its venture capital division, GM Ventures, will invest in Lithion Recycling to support sustainable circular battery ecosystems. The new partnership will focus on researching and developing a viable EV battery recycling method to further reduce the usage of critical minerals. According to the automaker's press release, the new GM Lithion partnership will focus on researching and developing EV battery recycling processes and designs for future use. Lithion's technology has a 95% recovery rate while using Quebec's leading green energy sources, which third-party life cycle analysis shows the potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 75% and water usage by over 90% when compared with mining. GM announced in July its plans to build 3 EV battery factories in addition to the one that opened this August. Altogether, the project is expected to give the automaker 160 gigawatt hours of U.S. battery capacity. At the Hanover IAA Transportation event, Ford revealed new features and specifications of its all-new E-Transit Custom, a fully electric commercial van. The E-Transit will have a WLTP range of about 236 miles with a maximum 214 horsepower and 415 newton-meters of torque. Production will begin in 2023 at the upgraded Ford facility in Turkey. Ford claims that the new electric van will convince customers to switch to EV, although the automaker will also offer a hybrid and gas-powered version for now. Ford speaks very highly of this vehicle, using phrases such as game changer, no compromise. improving it in every single way. They also called it a smartphone on wheels, touting the 5G connectivity and connection for service and logistics apps. The Department of Homeland Security said in a press release earlier this week that it would be unveiling new battery electric vehicles specifically designed for law enforcement duties. Although the release claims it's the first federal agency to debut a battery electric vehicle, Electrek reported just this August that the FBI was using a Ford Mustang Mach-E. And in line with the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security says that the Ford Mustang Mach-E will be the first installment of many EVs in their vast operations. Hopefully their operations aren't too vast, because I wouldn't be excited if they came knocking on my door, even if it was with an EV. In today's opinion time, I would like to plead with Ford Motor Company to make one of their e-Transit electric vans a minivan version. In the pipeline, we don't have a whole lot to look forward to. We have the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, which will hit the US with a third row version of 7 seats and a longer wheelbase than the current 5-seat counterpart in Europe. Now, aside from that, the big companies really haven't done a passenger van. Nissan has their electric passenger and cargo van, but that's not available here in the US. And that's also an older technology, so I'm not terribly excited for it. It seems like the van-shaped passenger vehicles that are currently in the concept phase are just regulated to shuttle vehicles that are trapped in autonomous driving purgatory. I am very excited to see most of the automakers get on the EV bandwagon, and I know that they make them in all sorts of shapes and sizes in the very popular segment of the station wagon, or what they're calling the crossover. Now, that's a vehicle that people are buying today, but tomorrow, the display of customers will be seeking all sorts of vehicles: trucks, sports cars, sedans, SUVs, and minivans. So what do you guys think? What shape of electric vehicle do you guys want to see? I'm actually not in the market for a minivan myself. My family's perfectly well taken care of, but I know a lot of people who really, really would love an electric minivan, and they ask me if there's anything coming, and I have to say, just one. Let me know what you think in the YouTube comment section on the channel Electrek Daily. In today's community comment section found on YouTube, a lot of you voiced your agreement with my take on General Motors and what I see as an aggressive move to suggest EPA standards that effectively close off lagging automakers. I didn't go into any detail yesterday, but I really had Subaru in mind as a potential victim of this aggressive move. Now, say what you will about car companies, but there is a great truth to the fact that it takes a lot of money to suddenly begin making a fundamentally new drivetrain, and in no small way, a new product. My time with Subaru, which was fairly brief, I got the impression that they really do want to make a bomb in electric vehicle, the one with really amazing off-road experience, customized torque on 4 independent motor wheels, really quiet, long-lasting adventure. But unfortunately, their team had to jump into electric vehicles in a very short window, and they had to start with a vehicle that is, I guess we'll call, a heavy partnership with Toyota. I think these companies are already going to have a really hard time as it stands. Aside from the chip shortage, we're already going to start looking forward to a shortage of battery minerals, materials, or just straight up battery contracts. These companies are not going to have enough to go around. So to kind of kick them while they're down, so to speak, with General Motors trying to preemptively close the door while they just barely have started to do this, meaning selling EVs, yeah, it's really in bad faith. I find it hard to believe that General Motors is doing this with the EPA because General Motors cares about the environment all that much. Sure, there's a lot of people in General Motors who do, but I really find it hard to believe that their lobbying efforts are for the planet. What do you guys think? You can let me know in the comment section below for this or also the minivan thing. At some point, this will start getting bigger and bigger, and I'll have to say, oh, we were talking about 5 different topics today. When that comes up, you can remind me, and it'll be kind of funny when I had foresaw from this point on September 22nd. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.